There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today, but Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour. He's going to be on the line. We also have joining us in the third hour, Representative Matt Shea from Washington State, about the video that's become controversial. The person who was explaining, the sheriff's deputy who was explaining his MRAP and all of its capabilities, and was asked a very simple question: why do you need that here in this small town? And he immediately replied, well, we have constitutionalists. We have people who have guns and lots of ammunition. So we're going to be talking to him about that comment, because that comment is not taken out of context. It's taken in the context of, why do you have this militarized vehicle here? Why is the federal government pushing this on local police departments? Why are they pushing this narrative that their enemies, people they need to be afraid of, are people called constitutionalists? We've seen this over and over again. Of course, there's a lot of news that is breaking on crony capitalism, and we're going to talk a little bit about Elizabeth Warren's speech. She really nailed it about Citigroup. I disagree with her on a little bit of the issues, but we're not going to really pick nits on this, because we need to stand with people when they're right on issues. Take them a single issue at a time. There's probably nothing else I would agree with Elizabeth Warren on. And, you know, there's a lot of people who probably wouldn't find anything they would agree with Rand Paul on in the Democrat Party, except for the fact that he's against the surveillance state, the police state. Stand with him on those issues. Stand with Elizabeth Warren when she attacks the bankers and calls out what is really happening there. Of course, we're going to talk about what real crony capitalism is. The essential ingredient of crony capitalism is that you need cronies. You need cronies in Washington. And so I think it's one of those issues, kind of like campaign finance reform. If you want to get to the solution, you've got to stop this black hole of money and power that we call Washington. That's got to be restrained. That's the real draw, the real magnet to it. We're also going to talk about Obama's derivatives, not just the bank's derivatives, but Obama's derivatives. He's trying to leverage his power, not just with executive orders, but now we see that he's playing these kind of prevaricating games, calling them memoranda. And if you look at that, as we had Jerome Corsi on a couple of weeks ago talking about the fact that this executive amnesty that Obama was saying he was going to do via executive order was not anything that was ever written up. It was nothing that was ever signed. It was nothing that was ever filed. It just came out of his mouth. And, of course, he is putting out a lot of memoranda all the time as well. There's a story on USA Today linked on the Drudge Report about that. We're going to talk about what's really behind that and how they play games with the numbers there. But, of course, the banks are partying like it's 1929 or 2007. They're loosening up their credit standards. We're going to talk about D.C. coming on a collision course with the federal government over the marijuana legalization issue. What's going to happen with that? Is that going to become a kind of nullification, trying to push back against Washington's, trying to control everything about everybody's lives? And so we see that's coming to a head in Washington. Could that set a bad precedent? Could that be something that would actually harm state nullification? Because D.C. is not really a state, so it's not really going to be a good test case of that. But we also see some trouble building up next year. On the 31st, Utah is going to demand that feds surrender their lands by December 31st, something that should have happened when Utah and Nevada and so many of these western territories became states. We've pointed that out. This is something that has been building for several years. And at the same time we see that happening, of course, just as the crony capitalist Harry Reid got involved with people in Nevada handing off property rights that belong to cowboys, we now see in this latest budget bill that John McCain is doing the same thing in Arizona, except to the Indians. It's the crony capitalists versus the cowboys and the Indians. Who's going to get the land? That's the fight that's coming up. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for, and I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
So we have Eden right there.
His name?
This is an emergency transmission from Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the Info War.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. I'm going to be your host today. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Alex Jones joining us in the second hour. He's going to be with us the entire second hour. We have also a Washington State Representative, Matt Shea, who's going to join us in the third hour talking about what's going on in Washington State around the Spokane area, the Spokane County Sheriff's Office specifically. It's yet another example of what we're seeing across the country. It's not just one police department. If it were, that would be one issue. But this is something that we're seeing happening in New Hampshire. We're seeing it happen in Washington State. We're seeing it happen everywhere in between. This is something that's being driven by the federal government. Militarization of the police, changing the way they interact with the public, the way they think of the public. As a matter of fact, it was just yesterday that Paul Joseph Watson was on talking about the Beware program. This is a program that for $36,000 a year, and that, of course, is paid by the federal government who is pushing this on local law enforcement, for $36,000 a year, they will troll social media looking for comments. They will look at your purchasing records, and they will start assigning threat levels to you that they can then give to the police, rating you from a green, yellow, or red. Send that to the police as they have engagements with you. So not only are you a threat if you're in the general public to the police, that's the rules of engagement they're being told, but they're going to actually rate you as to how much of a threat you are. Now, we see in the city of Pittsburgh, they've actually banned negative comments, and I'm going to get to what's going on with the banks today as well. But just before I get that, I want to do this little aside here, because as we see this over and over again, this is a developing pattern of behavior, not only monitoring everything people do, but assigning this kind of threat level to them. In Pittsburgh, in the city of Pittsburgh, South Pittsburgh, they have banned negative comments on social media for people who work for the city. They say it seems like every few meetings we're having to address something that's been on Facebook and has created negative publicity for us. So every city employee is now going to have to sign an acknowledgement of this policy. And some of them were pushing back and they said, but what they're trying to say is, if I'm a city employee, you're telling me that what I can say at night is not freedom of speech? And they say, well, you can say pretty much all you want, just not anything that sheds a negative light on any person, entity, board, or things of that nature. Go ahead and post all you want, just don't criticize us. Does that look kind of like what happened in Mexico recently? Remember those 49 college students who were killed? Remember why they were killed? They heckled a politician's wife at a speech. And for that, a couple of mayors in a couple of different cities, as well as a couple of police departments in a couple of cities, got together and put a hit out on these 49 students using the drug gangs. How far are we from that when we have a government that is increasingly insular and sensitive about everything, will not let us know anything? Everything is on a need to know. And of course, you as just a citizen don't have a need to know anything. Now, Obama has been issuing executive orders by another name. This is a story that's up on USA Today. It says that he's been issuing things that he calls memoranda. No, they're not technically executive orders, they say. You know, if it looks like it, it walks like it, it smells like it, that's what it is. But he's saying that, no, they're really just executive, they're memoranda, not executive orders. Now, of course, we just had a couple of weeks ago, we had Dr. Jerome Corsi from WND doing some research, and he found that this executive order that's going to grant amnesty, they say to 5 million people, but we had an article up on Infowars.com yesterday. A sheriff analyzed this and said, this is an open amnesty. This is way bigger than 5 million people. And of course, they don't know. That 5 million is based on their census reports. I mean, if you're here illegally, are you going to fill out a census report? This is an entitlement program. It's an inducement for further illegal immigration, whether it's used or not. And yet, of course, the Republicans didn't do anything to try to stop it. But as Dr. Jerome Corsi pointed out, Obama never wrote up an executive order. He never signed an executive order. He never filed an executive order on amnesty. He just spoke it. Or maybe he wrote a memoranda. This is what he's been doing, is writing these memoranda. Now, they point out that he's already signed 33% more presidential memoranda in the last 6 years than Bush did in eight. He's done 45% more than Bill Clinton did. And they've got a graph here. At one point, they say, well, he's doing more than any president since Harry Truman battled the do-nothing Congress 7 decades ago. Well, this doesn't even come close to what Truman did 7 decades ago with the quote-unquote do-nothing Congress. It is not an excuse for him to go around Congress if they don't pass the legislation that he would like to see. That's why we have a division of power. But if you look at their chart, you can see essentially an exponential curve going up, starting with Carter and going all the way up through Obama. You see an exponential curve in terms of the memoranda that they're doing. There you can see it right there. You see there's one little drop right there under Bush. And I guess the question is, maybe, you know, Bush 41 didn't want to even go on paper with memoranda. Maybe as a CIA guy, he just kept everything secret so nobody would know. But then you have this pushback from Harry Reid saying, earlier when people were accusing Obama of executive overreach, she said, well, they accuse him of that, but they neglect the fact that he's issued far fewer executive orders than any two-term president in the last 50 years. I don't think that's true, even if it were. That's not taking into account the memoranda. It's not taking into account executive orders that he says he's made but not signed or filed. But here's the big deal. It's not even about the quantity. It's about the quality. As they point out, memoranda can be anything, or executive orders can be anything from saying that we're going to have a particular holiday that is going to be off for employees. Or it can be massive amnesty and open borders. Do you see the qualitative difference between saying this is when we're going to take the Christmas holiday versus we're going to allow unlimited immigration to take down this welfare state that we've set up? That's the real issue. But it's not just Obama. There's another article up on InfoWars.com today from Dennis Kucinich, former Democrat congressman, absolutely amazed that three members of Congress, he says, just reignited the Cold War while no one was looking. Well, I don't think they reignited it. I think they're throwing fuel on the fire in a major way. This is what he describes. He said, late Thursday night, the House of Representatives unanimously passed a far-reaching Russia sanctions bill, a Hydra-headed incubator of poisonous conflict, the second provocative anti-Russian legislation in just a week. It further polarizes our relations with Russia, helping to cement a Russia-China alliance against Western hegemony, and undermines long-term American financial and physical security by handing the national treasury over to war profiteers. Now, this is something that passed unanimously. But according to the rules, unanimous in this case meant just three guys there late at night. Everybody else had gone home after they had passed this continuing resolution slash omnibus bill. Everyone else had gone home. Three guys on the floor. They pulled this bill up. And they have the power to say, we're going to do this unanimously. And since neither of the three of them says no, it passes late at night. Does that sound familiar to anybody who knows the history of the Federal Reserve? Remember how we got the Federal Reserve Act in 1913? They did it around the Christmas holidays after everybody had gone home. We've seen this pattern happen over and over again. Well, what did these three guys get passed unanimously, just on a voice vote between the three of them? What did they get passed? Well, here's what they got passed. Sanctions of Russia's energy industry, sanctions of Russia's defense industry, sanctions of Russia's banking and investments, privatization of Ukrainian infrastructure. How is the American government privatizing Ukrainian infrastructure? Are we in control of Ukraine? Well, yeah, through the World Bank and USAID. Then, money. $50 million for a corporate takeover of Ukraine's oil and gas sectors, $350 million for military assistance to Ukraine, $30 million for an intensive radio, TV, and internet propaganda campaign for former countries of the Soviet Union, $20 million for democratic organizing in the Ukraine, $60 million for the National Endowment for Democracy to improve democratic governance, they say. An unverified declaration that Russia has violated the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, a path for the U.S. withdrawal from the INF Treaty, a demand that Russia verifiably dismantle, quote, any ground-launched cruise missiles, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you total this up, what they spent is $510 million. Three guys on the House floor. Do you get the idea that Washington is out of control? Do you think that we're being controlled by just a minority of people who are gaming the rules like Obama did? And it is not just Obama. It's a pervasive problem. If the Republicans, if the Democrats wanted to stop any of this, they had ample opportunity to do it. They had ample warning. We have a speech that Elizabeth Warren did going to Congress. Play just a little bit of that, guys, before we go to break.
On Wednesday, I came to the floor to talk to Democrats, asking them to strip this provision out of the omnibus bill and protect taxpayers. On Thursday, I came to the floor to talk to Republicans. Republicans say they don't like bailouts either, so I asked them to vote the way they talk. If they don't like bailouts, then they could take out this provision that puts taxpayers right back on the hook for bailing out big banks. Today, I'm coming to the floor not to talk about Democrats or Republicans, but to talk about a third group that also wields tremendous power in Washington, Citigroup.
Mr. President,
we're going to talk about that as we come back. We've got to go to a break. We're going to talk about Citibank. We're going to talk about what the banks are doing. The banks are loosening their lending standards to levels seen before the financial crisis, according to the L.A. Times. Yeah, they're partying like it's 2007, like it's 1929. And guess what? They can do that without a care in the world because the Democrats and the Republicans just signed you up, American taxpayer, to cover their losses. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Launch Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday, December 17th. Alex Jones is going to be joining us for the next hour, and the second hour. He's going to be joining us and be with us the entire hour. I'm going to get back to what we just left off with, Elizabeth Warren talking about this banker bailout, the insurance of the derivatives, and how Citibank is really at the bottom of that. But before we do, I want to tell you about our special. We have a yesterday and today we had just a two-day special. So today is the last day of the Essential Holiday Health Pack. It's Secret 12, X2 Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet. All three for just $59.99. That would be retail $139.85. You save $79.90. That's nearly a 57% savings. That's just available for today. This is the second day of the two-day sale, and of course, if you order it today at InfoWarsLife.com or anything else, you'll be able to get that guaranteed shipping by Christmas. Again, that's Secret 12. That's our B12 nutraceutical grade. Survival Shield X2, our crucial nutraceutical formula for iodine, and Silver Bullet. This is just a special that's going to end today, a two-day special that today is the last day of that. Now, going back to these comments that Elizabeth Warren had, she said, to just recap what we heard her say, she said, I came one day and I talked to the Democrats about how we don't want to go back and insure these bailouts again. Then I came the next day and I talked to the GOP. Now today I'm coming back to talk to Citibank. We have an article up on Infowars.com, Meet Your Newest Legislator, Citigroup. This is from Wall Street on Parade. They point out that Citigroup is the Wall Street megabank that forced the repeal of Glass-Steagall back in 1999, then blew itself up as a result of the pump and dump that happened and culminated in 2008, then was propped back up in the largest taxpayer bailout in the history of the world, even though it was insolvent and didn't even qualify for the bailout. It's now written its own legislation to deregulate itself. It's got the president to lobby for its passage, and it's received an upvote from both houses of Congress in less than a week. And they say, and here's one more thing about Citibank that you don't know, or Citigroup. It didn't just have a hand in bringing the country to its knees in 2008. It was a key participant in the 1929 collapse under the moniker National Citibank. Same thing is true of J.P. Morgan, of course, the actual man. Now the group bears his name. It's interesting, about a year ago on the anniversary of the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve Act being passed surreptitiously around Christmas vacation, just as we saw this massive $510 million bill and essentially throwing down the gauntlet to Russia with sanctions on essentially everything, that getting passed on the House floor with just three members present and doing a voice vote. There was shenanigans like that in passing the Federal Reserve Act 100 years ago. And I kind of pointed out how the bankers would manufacture banking crises and then use that to push for their own solutions, such as the Federal Reserve. I drew parallels in a video that we did at the time to It's a Wonderful Life. And that went up on YouTube. And when it got to about 12,000 views, YouTube took that down. They said it was a violation of copyright. It wasn't a violation of copyright. It was fair use. It was commentary, comparison between It's a Wonderful Life and what J.P. Morgan did. Furthermore, they had the entire movie, It's a Wonderful Life, available in the United States for people to watch and has been up there for years. At the time, I think it was 700,000 people had viewed it. It had been up for 2 years. They didn't have a problem with that, but if we used a few excerpts and commented on the similarity between what the banker who tried to put the savings and loan out of business in Bedford Falls and that story, It's a Wonderful Life, if we drew a parallel between that and the creation of the Federal Reserve, between the banker who did that and J.P. Morgan, that was going to be a violation of copyright, they said. They took it down. They took it down for about 7 months, and we had other people post it up, put it up. They would take theirs down as well. Same thing. This is a violation of copyright. Then they took the copyright violation off this summer. I guess they figured nobody's going to be looking for It's a Wonderful Lie. But that we're going to put that video back up. We need to do that. But that's exactly what they're doing. Congress is using its power as a banker derivative uses their power. The difference is that they're not deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. They're leveraging their power by accepting contributions and giving away your taxpayer dollars, giving away our economy, not just your mortgages. They're going for the whole enchilada. They have, this is all the derivatives, and they're pulling this back in to have it covered under FDIC insurance. We're going to be right back after the break. We're going to talk specifically about what Elizabeth Warren said. We're going to talk about what really needs to be done with this, and we're going to look at what's going on with Russia. A massive economic warfare there, and the RT Times says Russia may go nuclear. Talking at this moment economically, but it could happen physically if this...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your hands, your past, your fears.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. I'm going to be your host today. Alex Jones will be joining us in the second hour. We're also going to be joined in the third hour by Washington State Representative Matt Shea. He was on the nightly news last night. He was interviewed there. And by the way, we have a year-end special for Prison Planet TV membership. It's normally $54.95. Now you can get it for just $29.95 a year. That's 7 months for free, or only $2.50 a month, $2.50. You can share that with 20 other friends. That's only about 12 cents per person per month, if you look at it that way. Now, what do you get there? You get the news every Monday through Friday at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You also have access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries, a great way to put this in perspective for your friends and family. And that's really the task before us at this point. We need, if we're going to have effective change, we need a much broader base of people who are really aware as to what's going on. Right now, as we just saw, they're pulling the wool over our eyes. We've got Obama issuing executive orders, calling them memoranda, essentially going against the will of Congress, saying, I'm not getting what I want from you guys, I'm just going to go around it. And, of course, playing games with it, saying that, well, he's not issuing any more than other presidents have, when other presidents' memoranda about vacation holidays count as a memoranda. He is going around and offering open borders, massive amnesty, access to the welfare state for tens of millions of people. It's an entitlement program for people that aren't even citizens in America. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy, and he is joined in that by John Boehner and Republican leadership. But where we're going to really see the economy collapse is a replay of 2008, a replay of 1929. We talked about that in the last segment. Of course, the key player, one of the key players there is Citigroup. And Elizabeth Warren called them out on the floor of the Senate, trying to convince Republicans and Democrats to stand by their rhetoric and say they're not for bailouts. We know they're for bailouts. They voted for bailouts. We know that they don't want to stop amnesty. They voted to fund amnesty. We know they don't want to stop Obamacare. They voted to fund Obamacare. Can we get over this? I mean, I saw something on the Drudge Report the other day. Mark Levin said, I'm this close from leaving the Republican Party. What does it take? How many times do they have to lie to you before you leave? I left them decades ago, miles behind. I figured out that game a long time ago. Haven't you? GOP people, haven't you Democrats? Haven't you Democrats now seen the bankers get everything they want from the Democrats? You can't wake up about that. You can't wake up about the torture, about the endless wars, about the surveillance state. Look at this from Citigroup. This is back in 2011 from Infowars.com. Headline, Citigroup ordered to pay $285 million in derivatives fraud complaint. They say that they sold a portfolio with risky mortgage-related investments to unsuspecting customers and then bet against it. They bet against the thing they were selling their customers. So they paid $285 million, but they had sold a $1 billion portfolio of mortgage-related investments. See, crime pays. Crime pays in Washington, and it's paying off again. Now, what do we see in the immediate aftermath of the bipartisan support for putting the bankers back on taxpayer insurance again? Only 6 years after they did this to us. That's how stupid we are. They say the banks are loosening lending standards. This is a report from the LA Times. They say the largest U.S. banks have lowered their standards for some of the riskiest lending, and a sign that weak underwriting is returning to levels seen before the 2008 financial crisis, according to a regulator's report. Well, why not? They've got nothing to lose but your money. They're not going to lose their money. The profits, they'll keep, but they'll lose your money. They said the banks have continued to erode standards, especially with large corporate loans, consumer loans, and leveraged lending, risky financing used to fund corporate takeovers and a lot of other things, too. They bet everything in the world on these leverage buyouts. Now, they have a quote from Jennifer Kelly, the chief national bank examiner with some bureaucracy called the Office of Comptroller of the Currency. She said the trends are, quote, very similar to those from 2004 to 2006. And they said in their report that they think the credit risk will continue to increase in 2015. Yeah, no doubt. Remember when Ronald Reagan said, if you want more of something, you subsidize it? What are they subsidizing? They're subsidizing the bankers taking inordinate risk. So, of course, you're going to get more of that. Now, what did Elizabeth Warren say on the floor of the Senate? We played that quote where she said she talked to Democrats, she talked to Republicans. Now she's going to talk directly to Citibank and talk about Citibank. She pointed out the vast influence that they have at Citibank. And, of course, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, the usual suspects, these guys essentially fill most of the financial-related positions in Washington. She said, three of the last four Treasury secretaries under Democrat presidents have had close Citigroup ties. The fourth was offered the CEO position at Citicorp, but turned it down. She points out the vice chair of the Federal Reserve System is an alumnus of Citigroup. She says the undersecretary for international affairs is a Citigroup alumni. The U.S. trade representative and the person nominated to be his deputy, who's currently an assistant secretary of Treasury, they're Citigroup alumni. What is the U.S. trade representative doing right now? He is fast-tracking the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Partnership. These are massive sovereignty-attacking trade agreements that go after our financial, go after the Internet, go after privacy, go after control of the Internet, many different issues beyond free trade, beyond finances. But these are being negotiated in secret as part of this fast-track trade negotiation. Our elected representatives are not allowed to see what these banker lobbyists are doing along with our trade representatives from the U.S. government. We're not allowed to know what's going on with that. We'll have to let them pass it until we can see what they're going to do to us. But we've had some leaks from WikiLeaks and others. And, of course, this is something that we know that they're going to give themselves power elevated to the level of sovereign states. They will have a tribunal kind of trial if they think that regulation or something is costing them too much money. They will have the same level, only multinational corporations. This is not your mom and pop business down the street that decides to organize for tax purposes as a subchapter S corporation or as a C corporation. No, these are the multinational corporations, not even the big corporations that are entirely subsumed within one country. No, these are the multinational corporations that will be given these special government-like powers. She points out that Wall Streeters on Wall Street and Wall Streeters who had powerful government jobs teamed up and blocked the move to break up the banks. And she said, now Citibank is bigger than ever. And she pointed out that New York Magazine quoted an official from the Treasury, and she said, I'm quoting this, if we'd been for it, talking about the Treasury, it probably would have happened, but we weren't, so it didn't. She said, that's the kind of power that they have there. That's a very scary thing. She said, you should have been broken into pieces. She said, I agree that Dodd-Frank isn't perfect. If it was, you would have been broken into pieces. Now, that's where I disagree with. I don't want to nitpick what she had to say. I think she did a very great, impassioned speech pointing out the corruption in Washington, pointing out the crony capitalism. We have an article up on Infowars.com that talks about what Elizabeth Warren missed in her big bank tirade. I don't think we need to throw rocks at Elizabeth Warren. I just disagree with the fact that it can be fixed by breaking up Citibank. The problem is not the consolidation. That is a symptom of the problem. The root problem is that there's too much power and money that's been consolidated into Washington. So it's the consolidation in the government that creates this kind of consolidation. As a matter of fact, it was under Bill Clinton that the massive consolidations of banks began. When they approved the Nation Bank and Bank of America merger, that was the largest merger anybody had ever seen. At the time, nobody really believed the government was going to approve it because they underestimated the influence of the big banks in the White House, in the Clinton White House. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is joined at the hip with Goldman Sachs. But they approved that merger. That set a precedent that allowed these banks to become, quote, too big to fail and too big to jail. It all started in the Clinton White House. And it was in the Clinton regime that they took out Glass-Steagall, which was set up to separate the risky ventures into margin calls, into options that had fueled the speculative bubble that burst in the Great Depression. They had set that apart and said, we're going to enact certain restrictions on banks because we're going to give them certain protections like FDIC insurance. Along with that FDIC insurance, they were going to have certain regulatory restrictions as to what they could do. That was removed under Bill Clinton. The consolidation of the banks happened under the Clintons. So, yes, you can break up the banks, and that was something that that foreshadowed all of this, but it was only a symptom of the fact that they can get whatever they want in Washington, when Washington has access to so much power and can print money at will. That's the real problem. It's just like campaign finance reform. If you go in and try to artificially influence elections by putting all kinds of rules. Nobody's going to get hurt by that, but certain people who are small individuals, people who are outside of the political insiders, people like Dinesh D'Souza will go to jail. But the big guys are going to continue to bundle the contributions. The problem is that everybody is going to Washington. It's a magnet for corruption to have that much power consolidated. That's why the founders of this country talk so much about consolidation, about division of power. That's why they put it in the Constitution that we now ignore to divulge power away from a center. They knew that power would want to become centralized and that it would breed this kind of corruption. So you can't have crony capitalism if you don't have the cronies in Washington. And to make it clear that it's Citibank writing the legislation, we've put up on Infowars.com this legislation that was put out, and you can see the Citibank draft from the lobbyist side by side with the final bill. And you can see that it was, and it, in this case, it was another Democrat, Jim Hines from Connecticut, who basically put this up. They didn't get what they wanted on some of these things, but they keep coming back until they get exactly what they want. This time, of course, he's got help from Republicans. We've got Kevin Yoder, who is now missing in action, a Republican, after tucking the Wall Street bailout into government spending bill. So in 2013, they use a Democrat, Jim Hines from Connecticut. Then, in 2014, they use a Republican. See, they own both of them. It's the banks at the heart of this. It's the banks who are pumping up this reckless war that they're trying to restart, the Cold War that we talked to the author yesterday about that book. That's where that is coming from. But as we look at, as they're moving in this crony capitalism, one of the ways that they're doing the crony capitalism, of course, we saw in Nevada. Remember Harry Reid and how he was passing out favors on federal lands to large multinational corporations? Some of the deals went through. Some of the deals were falling through. Nevertheless, they were going in with the Bureau of Land Management, the federal government, keeping all of this land that should have been turned over and sold out, divided up amongst the people of the western states as they became states. They didn't do that. Rather, they kept control of that. And now they're using that in a kind of crony capitalism. We saw that in Nevada with Harry Reid. Now we see it in this latest budget deal. We see that John McCain is doing the same thing, this time with a copper mine. In Nevada, it was against the cowboys. In Arizona, it's against the Indians, specifically the Apaches. But it's the same process each time. Now we've got Utah saying that they're going to fight the feds and tell them they want the lands surrendered to them by December 31st. They're going to have a proclamation. This is a New American article. They say that coming up on December 31st, the state of Utah is going to formally demand that Washington, D.C. relinquish control of more than 30 million acres of valuable land currently controlled by various federal bureaucracies. They say Utah lawmakers, citizens, and experts say the time has come for the state to manage and to profit from its own resources. And constitutionally speaking, they say, experts say the land should have gone to state control generations ago, as the federal government promised when Utah became a state. See, that was the underlying argument there at the Bundy Ranch. And we went out there to cover the police brutality, but this is the issue, and this is something that got underway in Utah back in 2013, before the Bundy standoff. This is a Republican governor, Gary Herbert, who is putting this through. But you can see the pattern of crony capitalism. When they control this kind of land, they're going to hand it off to their corporate buddies, whether it's Harry Reid doing it in Nevada or whether it's John McCain doing it. And we need to stop fighting amongst ourselves. We need the cowboys and the Indians need to unite against these crony capitalists who are robbing us blind, using things that should rightfully belong to us. And it's all because of the concentration of power and capital in our nation's capital. Now, there's another fight that's going to be coming up in Washington, D.C. that's also come out of this budget deal. And that, of course, some of us have talked about how the Republicans have said that they're going to stand against this referendum that passed to legalize marijuana in Washington, D.C. Now, that was a referendum that passed by 70% of the voters in this last election. They wanted to legalize marijuana. And now the congressional Republicans put a provision in this omnibus spending bill saying that they're going to not allow that to happen. The provision says that it's going to prohibit the city from spending taxpayer dollars in order to enact the initiative. See, they always bribe us with our money or with the paper money that the Federal Reserve is doing. Now, the interesting thing I think about this is that I think the only way that we're going to get control of Washington, certainly the Republican Party is hopelessly as corrupt as the Democrats are, the only way that we're going to do it is to get outside of that system. One way you can get outside of it is to go to third-party politics or create a new party if you're only going to have two parties. Whatever. We need to break that partisan monopoly. The founders always understood that was going to be a problem. And you know what? If you're still a Republican and a Democrat giving these guys a pass, you're the biggest part of the problem because you really don't get it. So we need to go outside of that party system. We need to go outside the mainstream parties. But mainly we need to fight it, I think, at the state and local level with nullification. Now, this brings up an interesting point with D.C. If they're going to talk about this from a nullification standpoint, if they're going to take them to court, if they're going to say, as he said, if the D.C. government doesn't stand up against the federal government, then I will sue the D.C. government. That's going to bring up a very interesting case because the problem I see is that they could very well use this suit and strike it down and then pretend that this is striking down state nullification. The District of Columbia is not a state. They don't have the same powers as the states do. The states are sovereign entities who created the federal government in the first place. They retained those powers under the 9th and 10th Amendment. There's not a legal basis for Washington, D.C. to do that. Unfortunately for those people, maybe they should move to a state. But that's where I see this as being a problem, taking it to court and possibly weakening the idea, or using it to weaken the idea of state nullification. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. Wow. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next hour, but I wanted to tell you about our, this is the last day of our two-day special. This is the Essential Holiday Health Pack. We have Secret 12, X2, Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet. Our three most crucial nutraceutical formulas available for just $59.99. If you paid shipping and the normal retail price, that would be $139.85. You now save nearly $80, 57%. And, of course, today is the last day of that two-day sale. If you get anything at the InfoWarsLife.com store, you will get it by Christmas guaranteed delivery. And as I said, Alex is going to be joining us in the next hour, so stay with us. In this segment, I wanted to just go over a few short stories because I want to talk more in depth about what's going on in this economic warfare that's developing, as well as the derivatives that we've signed on to with the banks. And as well as the, we've got some torture stories here that have come into play. We've got CIA medical professionals are now being accused of committing war crimes. We're going to talk about that later in the show. But it was interesting, I thought, the day after we saw this siege going on for such a long time in Australia, and many people have pointed out the fact of Australia's massive gun control, how that didn't stop this fellow who had a rap sheet longer than your arm, very serious crimes that he had been involved in and accused of, yet he was still able to get a hold of a gun in Australia and do this. So the government didn't protect anybody and from that happening. The gun control laws didn't protect anybody from that happening. And then I saw this story out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A second suspect has been charged in Southeast Mecklenburg County deadly home invasion. They say a teen is dead and his brother is charged after breaking into a home. Police say these two brothers were reportedly trying to break into a home when a 14-year-old who was visiting his grandmother shot one of them dead, who was later pronounced dead at the scene. The other one ran away. They caught him. He had a pistol he shot them with. Now, here's the other thing about this particular shooting. It's not just a 14-year-old defending his family with a gun against home invasion from two guys. They say that he has seen this kind of violence before. He lost his father during a robbery homicide in 2008. His father, Greg Hernandez, was shot to death at his business. It was Greg's automotive. He had the hood open on the car. He was a mechanic. It was his garage. Somebody came in and shot him, they said. This boy was 8 years old at the time. And what he realized, I think, was that nobody is going to be there to protect you. You have to be able to protect yourself. That's what good law enforcement is telling people now. That's what Sheriff Dave Clark tells people in his jurisdiction. He says, we'll catch the criminals, but we can't be there at the beginning. You need to get a gun. You need to take a class and learn how to use it safely, because you have to be able to protect yourself to fight these guys off, and we'll eventually catch them. That's what happened in Charlotte. He shot one of them. The other one ran away, and then the police caught that guy. But he would have been the victim just like his father if he wasn't armed. The sad story, sad that his father died, but at least he's learned that lesson to protect himself and to protect others. Now, of course, we also have more evidence of the burgeoning militarization of the police. We have urban training exercises going on around Dallas. We also have them happening in L.A. And this was an interesting story. I'll just mention this before we go to break. Medical marijuana patients are being identified on the new Canadian driver's licenses. There you go. Talk about profiling people for particular activities, for crimes, for opposition to the state, right there on the driver's license. Total surveillance is going to be total tyranny. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.